No, you ain't big enough to pull it out. You ain't nothing one man can do but look at it.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, what did you call something that you might lay a frame across? Lay a board across something like this to saw on. Maybe it was an A-shaped frame, you know, and a board across two
well,
A-shaped.
Now, if you got something you want to saw across that bench, you just lay it up on fire. That's what won't get it even where you can saw it off. Mark it.
Yeah.
Take a square. Measure where you want to saw it off at and saw it off.
Yeah. Did you ever use an X-shaped thing that you put a log in, maybe? Or something like that to cut it? Just kind of an X-shaped thing, look. And you brace the log in it like that while you sawed it?
Well, I don't know. That tongue, Yana. See, you hit that egg-shaped place, you put that in something, hew it down like you want it.
Yeah.
And turn in and take it out of that, and trim it down like you want it. Well, then you have to bow you about five holes. One to go through the tongue this way, and one go down through this way, see? Into that thing, Yana. And I see I got lots of work here to do. See, I got some gun stock to make people.
Yeah.
I got a gun yarn, been yarn 2 years. I ain't made but one.
You make gun stock?
Yeah, sit down here and make gun stock.
We were talking about plowing. What kind of plows you got?
Sit down, Chandler. I got a Cricket. And I got a Georgia stock.
Georgia stock?
Yeah.
Does that used to turn the plow out, turn?
Well, that Georgia stock, you put sweeps. Any kind of plow on you want to put on it.
Yeah.
Rapid free weed thing. Well, then I got an Avis plow channel. One plow these tests, I put two horses to it and roll it up high on that bank, all the way through. Take two horses to pull it. And the points on it. Cost you $10, $12, $15.
Well, Mr. Ryder, if you got a, what would you use to break the granite finer after you?
Well, that disc, see that?
Yeah. Call that a hair, what?
No, that's a disc.
Yeah.
That cut them vines up and all that grass up. See them paths out there, how they cut up?
Uh-huh.
Out there?
Yeah.
Out there?
Yeah.
Well.
Did you ever use the box springs or anything like that?
No, that mass box spring, y'all, to sleep on with that bed, y'all. See, they on that little bed sitting up there?
Yeah.
And they put them springs on that for them to sleep on, don't be so hard at night, see?
Uh-huh. Well, you call something that you drag over a field to break the ground up?
No, you level it up, won't you?
What'd you call something you drag over a field to break the ground up finer, break the clods up?
Well, I see that drag I got on it?
Yeah.
That weighs about 700 pounds.
Really?
Sure, that drag sitting up out there.
I see it.
Well, you drag it over here, level it up just like this.
Is that a harrow?
That's a drag.
I see. Did you ever harrow your field?
Yeah. You got some horror. Got 24 teeth in it. But I ain't got none one of them.
That's it. Now, when you're getting ready to go out somewhere, you straighten your hair with a comb and a... You might use a comb or a...
Brush?
I see. You take a brush and do what?
I don't do nothing, but I cut my own hair.
Yeah?
I do my own shaving.
Uh-huh.
I got clippers in the yard myself. When I get ready for a haircut, I cut my own hair. I got a razor, two razors in the yard, get ready to shave. I do my own shaving.
What do you straighten? What do you